Welcome everyone to our Advent journey as we reflect upon St. Alphonsus Liguori's sermons. Thank you so much for joining us. Special thank you to everyone who signed up through Facebook, also through the mailing list, and welcome to you on YouTube. Hi, my name's Ken.
Hi, and I'm Janelle.
And so many of you have journeyed with us through the Lenten reflections that we did in the spring. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to do the Advent ones where we just pick apart St. Alphonsus Liguori's sermons on Advent, because they're great, aren't they?
They are. And it was really a good reminder when we started reading through his reflections. It was like, wow, this is what I've been missing in my life. It's like I forgot how amazing this saint truly is and how he really gives it to us, like, plainly and clearly.
Yeah, so buckle up, because St. Alphonsus Liguori does not hold back any truths. Today we're talking about the Day of the Last Judgment. And I just want to make a little clarification here. He's not talking about the particular judgment. The particular judgment, the church teaches, happens at the point of death when we die. So at the moment we die, we are judged. And that judgment is final, it's eternal. In the end, it's heaven or hell. That doesn't change. But the final judgment St. Alphonsus is talking about here, or the last day, is when Jesus comes back again. And so what he does is he goes through the order of events as he understands them by looking at scripture and tradition and the teaching of the church, and shares that with us, because the last judgment confirms the particular judgment and it glorifies God because all is seen. I have a gift of pulling out all the really harsh sayings of St. Alphonsus. Janelle?
Well, and I like to pull out the things that are kind of leave you with some hope, because at first I was like, whoa, this is like pretty intense stuff talking about the last day of judgment. But, you know, he did say one little line. There's one little line that was like kind of squeezed in there. He says, I know also that thou wilt still pardon me if I repent of my sins. And really, I think that's really key, because God will not withhold his forgiveness from us if we ask.
So as we go through this message, this is all to encourage us to repentance to Jesus Christ. It should not scare us away from Jesus, but draw us to Jesus. So the order of events, as St. Alphonsus sees them, is he says there is going to be a fire. God will send a fire that will purify the earth, that will burn up everything. And then he says a trumpet will sound.
At the sound of that trumpet, the souls of the blessed shall descend from heaven to be united to the bodies with which they served God on earth. And the unhappy souls of the damned shall come up from hell to take possession again of those same bodies with which they offended God. Oh, how different the appearance of the former compared with that of the latter. The damned will appear deformed and black, like so many firebrands of hell. But the just shall shine as the sun. Oh, how great will then be the happiness of those who have mortified their bodies by works of penance. We may estimate their felicity from the words addressed by St. Peter of Alcantara after death to St. Teresa. Oh, happy penance, which merited for me such glory.
What stands out to me is that every little penance that we do merits for us an increase of eternal glory. So there's nothing that's wasted in our day when we offer it to Jesus. Nothing done out of love for Jesus is done in vain.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I've wasted so many opportunities. But actually, what this part of the reading reminded me of is actually just last night, I had this dream about my deceased uncle. He was a priest, and he died probably 2 years ago. And in my dream, he approached me, and there was something different about him. He looked young. He had thick, dark hair. His face looked like it was like perfect. And he approached me, and we just kind of said, oh, it's so nice to see you. And then he continued walking towards the back of the church. We were in a church. And I said to the person next to me, that's odd, because he died. And then I turned around, and it was no longer him. And I just, every time I have a dream of somebody who's died, I never assume anything about them being in heaven. And I think the last thing my uncle would want me to do is to assume he's in heaven. So I'm just going to keep praying for him. And any of our relatives, our deceased relatives, we should always keep praying for them. But it just reminded me of that time when our bodies will be in a glorified state.
Mm-hmm. So St. Alphonsus talks about this at the end of time, where we are reunited with our bodies, the souls of the damned, reunited with their bodies, and the souls of the elect, those in heaven, reunited with their bodies. Then the angels get to work. St. Alphonsus says they separate people.
Then the angels shall come and separate the reprobate from the elect, placing the latter on the right and the former on the left.
Friends, this isn't a Disney made-up fairy tale. This is going to happen. The angels are going to separate us. You are going to be in one of two crowds. So will I. This is going to happen. And we are going to be standing on the left or the right. The angels will do the sorting out. And then we will see what?
The heavens open. The angels come to assist at the general judgment, carrying, as St. Thomas says, the standard of the cross and the other instruments of the Passion of the Redeemer. Most Holy Mary, the Queen of Saints and Angels, shall come to assist at the last judgment. And lastly, the Eternal Judge shall appear in the clouds, full of splendor and majesty.
So when I think about this, I realize I'm going to see this. I'm going to see the angels coming. I'm going to see them holding the instruments of Jesus' passion. I'm going to be standing there witnessing the saints coming with the angels, and then finally Jesus in all his glory and majesty. Again, this is part of our faith. It's not made up. And it's good to remind ourselves of that, because then it will influence how we live. We should always begin the day with the end in mind.
So I just wanted to end this reflection quickly with a prayer of repentance that St. Alphonsus puts at the end of his reflection. Because really, what can we do but repent? But now I repent with all my heart for having thus ill-treated thee and despised thy grace. I repent of it, and I love thee above everything. Behold, the door of my heart is now open. Enter thou in, but enter never to leave it again. I well know that thou wilt never leave me, if I do not again drive thee away. But this is my fear, and this is the grace which I ask of thee, and which I hope always to ask. Let me die rather than be guilty of this fresh and greater ingratitude. Amen.
Amen. So friends, thank you so much for watching. Please comment below what stood out to you and why. There's many points that we weren't able to cover in this video because we want to keep it short. Also a reminder, if you're journeying with us throughout this whole Advent season, what are we asking people to do?
We are asking that you pray a daily rosary, because that's what Our Lady has asked us, Fatima. And lastly, to do some form of penance, fasting. It's up to you what you do.
Mm-hmm. And we'll talk more about that in coming days, but pick something. This is also a penitential time. So with that, the rosary link is going to be up in the corner, and we will see you guys tomorrow. God bless. If you'd like to get all our videos emailed to you, head over to catholicspeaker.com and join Catholic Minute. And a special thank you to our Patreon team. You allow us to keep all our videos free for everyone. So thank you so much for your monthly support.